This week's parasha is Parashas Kisetze. Parashas Kisetze has the most mitzvahs of any parasha in the Torah. There's over 70 mitzvahs, 73, 74 mitzvahs in this week's parasha. We will concentrate on one part of the parasha, the mitzvah of Lo Yavoi Amoni Ma'avi Bekal Hashem. And we have two nekudos to share, 2 points to share about this parasha. It says in the pasuk, Lo Yavoi Amoni Ma'avi Bekal Hashem, a person from the nation of Amon or Moav should not marry into Kahal Hashem, the congregation of Hashem. Gam dar asiri lo yavi lehem kahal Hashem ad olam. They can't marry forever. Why? Al devarish le kidmu eschem belechem uvamayim bederach b'teischem in Mitzrayim. When you were going out of Mitzrayim on the way past Amon and Moav, on the way to Eretz Yisrael, they didn't come out and offer you any lechem amayim, any bread or water. And also vasher sochar alecha es Bilam ben Ba'ar. You also hired Bilam ben Ba'ar to curse the Eden. Mipsar Ram Naraim Lakaleka to curse the Eden. Moav hired Bilam, Balak Melech Moav hired Bilam to curse the Klal Yisrael. And it says in the pasuk further, Ova Hashem lekech l'shmael Bilam. L'maisa Hashem did not listen to Bilam. Vayafach Hashem lekech l'chos haklalo l'vrocha. Hashem turned the klalo, the curse, into a bracha. Ki ahivach Hashem lekecha. Because Hashem loves you. The last pasuk said, L'sidroi shloimam v'tayvasam koyim echel olam. Don't give them any toiva, don't take care of them. Ad olam, forever. They can't marry into Kahal Hashem forever. So the first akud we want to talk about is, it says in the pasuk Liyavi, Amoni u'ma'avi b'kal Hashem. And really, Moav was older. The order should be, Moav and Amon shouldn't come b'kal Hashem. That's question number one. Question number two is, it says in the pasuk, why don't we let Amon and Moav marry into Klal Yisrael? The reason is, because because they didn't offer them food when they were passing by the country. They didn't come out to give them food. And also, they hired Bilam to curse them. Now, what would you think is worse? Hiring Bilam to curse them or not bringing them out food? You would think for sure, Asher Sachar Lachas Bilam, Balak hired Bilam to curse and kill Klal Yisrael, get rid of Klal Yisrael. That's much worse than not offering them Achnasas Archim. So what's pshat? And it says first, and then afterwards, it says, so the Ramban, Vesech Dvarav, answers this question. The Ramban says that the two parts of the parasha, one's going on Amon, and the other one's going on Moav. Amon, they're the ones who did not give food to the Eden when they were passing by on the way from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael. They were passing by Amon, they didn't get food. And Moav was the one who hired Bilam to curse Klal Yisrael. And he says like this, V'anirei Elai, that why is the Torah being marchik these two nations from Klal Yisrael? He says, Ki ha'kosov yarchik shnei ha'achim eila, so yigemule yicheset me'avram. Amon and Moav come from, they stem from Lot. And Avram is the one who saved Lot from Sodom. Shehitzel aviyem v'imam min acher v'ashvi, in the war with Malachim with Sodom, he saved them. And he saved them. And also, v'schus ha'shulcham Hashem v'techafeich. And also, v'schus Avram Avinu, they were zaychit to be saved from Sodom. They're only around because of Avram Avinu. So they're mechayev karas atoiv. And all they did was just bad things to them. First of all, they hired Bilam, and also they didn't give lechem amayim. And he says that it's worse what Amon did. Why? Because Bishlama, Esav, and Me'avim, the Me'avim, they were scared of Klal Yisrael. It says they were scared. They were scared they're going to get killed. And therefore, they hired Bilam, they were scared that they'd get killed. They even brought out food, actually. They even gave food. But they hired Bilam because they were scared of Klal Yisrael attacking them. But Amon was not scared. Amon knew that the Klal Yisrael attacked them. And they couldn't come out and give a little food, a bissel of Akaras HaToiv. If you're not ready to do Akaras HaToiv, you don't belong in Klal Yisrael. One of the hallmarks of Klal Yisrael is Akaras HaToiv. If you're missing Akaras HaToiv, you don't belong in Klal Yisrael. And he says, that's why he says Amon first, because Amon did worse than Moav. Amon, who had no excuse, why can't you help Klal Yisrael? Pay them back. They're coming by, you have a chance to pay back the debt you owe them, the debt of gratitude you owe them. Why don't pay them back? That is worse than what Moav did by hiring Bilam. Now that's the kuda number one. Point number two in the parasha, it says that the Me'avim hired Bilam to curse Klal Yisrael. But it says in the pasuk, "Ova Hashem lekechol Shmuel Bilam." Hashem didn't listen to Bilam, and fakaret, he turned the klal into a bracha. What is that negay? This parasha. In the parasha, we're telling you why Moav is not allowed in Klal Yisrael. You know why? Because they hired Bilam. So what's the difference if a taka didn't work out? It did work out. What does the guy do with this parasha? It's a gevaldig zach. It's a gevaldig. We have shvach v'yidol hakadosh baruch hu that he saved us from Bilam. But what is it doing in this parasha? This parasha is talking about the iser of Amin Moav coming into the Kahal, marrying into the Kahal, what does this got to do with the parasha? So I saw in the Sefer, Mayanus Otaira, he says a beautiful pshat. He says, when a Rasha does something bad to Klai Yisrael, if the thing works out, then we know that that was the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Be'etzem, they shouldn't get an Einish. They're doing the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Yidden to get an Einish. And if a Rasha goes ahead and does it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'shlichus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he shouldn't really get an Einish. And actually, the Rambam even asks, why were the Mitzrayim, why did they get an Einish? Why did Parah and the Mitzrayim get an Einish? They're doing the shlichus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the answer is because they had kavana to make it bad for Klai Yisrael, even worse for Klai Yisrael. They had a hana of making it bad for Klai Yisrael. That's why they got an Einish. But if in a case where it doesn't work out, there it's much worse. Because there we see it's not the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bishlama, if it happens, we see that was Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they deserve an Einish maybe, but not a big Einish. They're doing the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if you try to do something bad to Klai Yisrael and it doesn't work out, so then we know that is Mamish Rishis. And that's why the Torah teaches us, Lo'ava Hashem Ashmoyah Bilam. We see from here how big of a Rasha Moav and Bilam were. They were trying to hurt Klai Yisrael, not Pashlichas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want them to hurt Klai Yisrael. That's why it didn't work out, Taka. And they still went ahead and tried to curse Klai Yisrael. And therefore, because of that Rishis, they deserved the Einish, Lo'yavo Amoini Ma'avi B'kal Hashem. And that's the reason why it's brought in this parasha, because that makes their Rishis much worse. It makes their Avera much worse. They were trying to do something that's not the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we're taking out of this parasha. There's a lot of things taken out of this little part of the parasha. But first of all, we're taking out the grace of Midah V'Akaras HaTayiv that every Yid has to have. A Midah V'Akaras HaTayiv. And also to remember, everything, there's Ashkacha Pratis of everything. V'Akaras Baruch Hu doesn't want it to happen, it won't happen. No one could do anything to us without HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want it to happen, it won't happen. And therefore, V'Lo'yavah Hashem Alekecha L'Shmaya Al-Bilam. Because Hashem didn't want. If Hashem doesn't want, it doesn't happen. Hag Shabbos.